So, didn't catch the show on
Saturday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4.
Oh, hello, podcasters. Good to have you here.
Or both of them.
Welcome to the weekend, guys.
Welcome to the weekend, guys.
Welcome to the weekend, guys, or welcome to the weekend?
Well, both. It's a double on horror.
Oh, you speak Spanish.
Yeah, see? A double on horror. What? You don't like that?
No, nothing. No,
Grace had something to say.
Oh, no. I was going to say, you know how on Thursday you were like, wow, we've done really good at naming all the days. Hmm. And then Nathan was like, oh, we'll probably screw it up over the weekend.
Yeah.
I forgot to say it.
Well, Grace didn't say anything. But technically that's not screwing it up.
No,
that's
it's just better than just going Saturday
that's
at
just
the end.
Not participating.
Which is fine.
That's okay.
I'm happy.
I'd rather you not participate than screw it up.
Exactly.
That's a good attitude.
So I nailed it.
Mm. They're your options.
So get it right.
Or shut up.
Yeah, true. Get it right.
I was going to say leave.
Yeah,
shut up.
I was going to say ev off.
Yeah. Get it right or go.
Yeah. But
I had a boss who said that to me once.
Who?
Just get it right, mate, or just piss off.
What'd you do?
Nothing. It was just telling it was my first day at the job.
Ah.
Well, that's a bit harsh. First day. Get it right or get out.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was his. I was like, how do you do this?
And I mean, you were doing life-saving surgery, so.
Let's give him mouth to mouth.
That's fair enough.
I was a lifesaver at a beach. So, Jim, get it right, or actually, you can't do this.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
And that's fair enough,
that's
dog.
Fair.
Yeah.
There's a few jobs where you need to get 100% accuracy.
What are some other jobs where you really do need to get it right? I mean, anything in the medical field, you've got to get that right, don't you?
Yeah, anything life-saving.
Yeah, surgery.
Science.
Well, not necessarily.
Depends what type of science.
They make a living off getting it wrong.
No, you're so right. Proving things right or wrong.
Exactly. Mm.
Definitely lost us some scientists there.
I don't make a living out of getting it wrong. I'd love to know how many scientists listen to the show. Reach out on the Instagram, guys, at Jimmy and I. Any type of scientist?
I'm trying to think if I know any scientists.
Oh, we know one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We know a few.
Yeah.
A few?
We've had a few on the show.
Yeah.
Oh,
you talking personally?
Yeah. Well, there's one in particular we know, Jim. Oh, Grace, you know them too.
Yeah, I know.
Mm. I saw them recently.
Did you?
Did you?
How was that?
Did you run?
Oh.
You have to beat that out, Bones. Or Grace.
It'll be me.
Do you need
Bones
to beat?
Doesn't work on weekends, Jim.
Do you need to beat that out?
No, you not all of it, though, because it gives away too much.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Need to beep that out as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you, Grace.
No, that's
right. I text message. I thought Bones was pulling a Saturday shift.
No, he was just helping with some show stuff we had to do before the show.
Did he do that?
Yeah
he did. He was good. On it straight away.
Good.
He's bloody good, that Bones.
Mm.
Good Bones.
You know, he goes to meet. So obviously we did National Drive.
Mm.
And this is the first weekend back.
You're an idiot.
Bloody wake up if you didn't know. And Bones was away. So he wasn't our audio guy.
No,
we had audio balls.
Balls and Bones.
Yeah, balls and Bones. We love that. And he goes to meet. He was in somewhere.
He was in Indonesia.
Yeah,
in
Indonesia.
Borneo.
He was in Indonesia.
You obviously paid attention to the story.
Well, I can tell you why he lost me, because he goes, oh, I had the show go. And I go, oh, you know, you're listening. He goes, well, I actually had every intention to listen to the podcast. And I was like, oh, great. How do we sound? He goes, I didn't listen.
Yeah.
And I was like, fair enough.
That's fair. You're working.
Who's working?
No.
He was on holidays.
He's on holidays.
He was
no, because listening to the podcast makes you think of work. So it's fair that he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, fair enough. That's fair.
Also, maybe he had FOMO. That's fine.
Oh, that's true. FOMO.
I don't listen to the show when I'm off sick or away, because then I get sad that I'm not there.
No, you don't listen to the show when you're here.
That's true.
I just don't listen to the show when I'm not here because I just don't care.
Yeah. I'm probably sleeping.
Yeah,
or
usually.
Just
if I'm not here, I'm pretty asleep.
Pretty boy.
We're recording this during the week. If you listen to the podcast every day, we recorded this the podcast before the show, but on a weekend it's afterwards, because none of us want to get in super early on a weekend.
Nah. None of us want to stay late on a weekday.
No, correct.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Just so it's before the show if it's a late night show, and it's after the show on the weekend.
Can I say Grace? Bloody on today.
Grace!
You're bloody on today, mate. I don't know if it's your shorts vibe, because you've got shorts on today.
So. No, I think it's just that I'm still feeling refreshed from holidays.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
That'll end it.
He'll go downhill. Don't worry about it.
Tomorrow,
yeah, she'll be in sweats.
Shaking back and forth. Do you feel comfortable in shorts?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah.
You're very touchy-feely with your arms and your legs today. I don't know if you noticed that.
I moisturised yesterday. My skin's just really soft. So I just like feeling my skin.
You look soft.
I actually love the feeling of skin. Like, I'm just...
Of your own skin?
Yes.
Or just anybody's skin?
Anybody's skin, but especially my own.
Do you love the taste of skin?
Depends where it is.
All right, we'll break that down for
and
us.
And whose it is.
Give us a
break that
scientific
down for us.
Explanation. If you're a scientist.
From a scientist. Break that down for us.
No, I'm just saying, like, I love, like, the smell of skin, like, clean skin out of the shower, like, hugging someone you love and just smelling them is just...
What about hugging someone you don't love?
It depends. Is it, like, a love-hate thing or is it, like, a...
Nah, just a one-night situation.
Skin.
No, it's just one of the great simple pleasures in life.
Don't scratch. Not good for you.
Yeah, because you'll ruin your nice supple skin.
Ooh,
you look soft.
Me. Thank you. Touch me.
Oh. She's very soft. Very soft. And very smooth.
Mm. Yeah, very soft, very smooth.
Mm.
I'd love to cover you in detergent and push you down a tarp.
Yeah.
See how slip and slide.
Yeah, how slippery you are.
Like a seal.
Yeah.
Like a greased up seal.
I'd love to just sit her in a bath and spin around, see how long she goes. Oh. Like a spinning top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Sounds like a fun FM radio challenge.
It does.
They're like, why are you doing this?
Just bare nude, just on your bottom.
Well, you go quicker if you're nude.
Yeah.
Wait, you're doing the spinning or the sliding?
The spinning. Or both. But spinning, yeah.
Which is basic aerodynamics.
You're nude in both cases. But I'm imagining you're like in like a little ball, so you're hugging your knees, right?
And you're spinning your knees?
Well, we
grabbing
your
shoulder and a knee.
Yeah, your shoulder and a knee. And we just, boom, spin her around and see how long she goes. You know, like a spinning top.
Like a Beyblade.
Yeah!
Let her rip!
A Grace Blade. That's what you are. Yeah. A Grace Blade.
I'd still love to shove it down a
mountain. No. Which is personal?
One of the...
Slip and slide.
Slip and slide.
Yeah, Nate, you went to the... Slide Street.
Australia's biggest slip and slide?
Yeah, it was called Slide Street. I mean, I'm giving them promo, but I don't know if they're around anymore.
I don't think they exist anymore. COVID got them.
Yeah, poor old COVID.
Yeah.
Well, not poor old COVID, poor old...
Screw
poor
COVID.
Old COVID. Poor old COVID. They're not getting as much anymore, are they?
No. We used to get numbers and stuff.
COVID, guys.
Yeah, how long was that? Do you remember? It was like 100 plus. No, it was longer than that. K? No.
No, it wasn't a K. It would have been... A
couple of 100 metres.
I reckon 200, 250. 250
I reckon
meters.
2 to 3. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, 2 to 3. But God, it was fun. So you'd start at the top and... did you
usually
ever see...
most slides.
Yes. Mate, unless you came in halfway
this
through.
This one was weird. You start at the bottom and someone pulled you up.
There was a midpoint entrance. You tied a rope around you and then they pulled you up. Like a pulley system.
Are we boring you, Grace?
No. I'm looking for this to see if Slide Street was still available. Yeah. But I Googled Slide Street and a bunch of Hot Wheels came up.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like...
It was so much fun. I loved it. And it was a rainy day,
too. It Australia, didn't it?
It did. It went everywhere.
Can I be honest for a second?
Of course you can.
I don't know if I've ever been on a slip and slide.
Do we need to get you on a slip and slide?
Maybe.
Mate?
You've never been in someone's backyard and someone throws down a tarp?
No, they don't do that. Mate, she was having charcuterie boards and playing Jenga.
It's sort of simple.
Jenga.
I don't know. It's a fancy game.
I've never played Jenga.
No,
I played
polo.
Yeah.
Jenga? What's the one with the wooden blocks?
Jenga.
I played Jenga the other day.
Yeah, how'd you go?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. You
didn't have much else on? Or?
Well, no, I went to a hotel and I invited some friends over for drinks. And in the hotel, they have a games bag.
Oh, that's fun.
Can I be honest? I think you're too aggressive for Jenga. I don't think it's a game for you.
You have the skills. What are they called?
Skills. You don't have skills.
I can see you getting over it and going,
I don't have fine motor skills.
That's what I was looking at.
I have fine motor skills.
I can play.
That's a complete different. He's absolutely got fine motor skills. He's probably got the best fine motor skills out of all of us. He plays the guitar.
Well, I guess
drums, everything.
No, you're right. But
fine
you're right.
Motor skills.
Just say because I feel like he'd get bored and go, ha, push it over.
No, you're
like,
right.
Actually, you're uncoordinated and you're a piece of shit.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Oh, that's it, Saturday. Get up, get moving, good people of Australia. Your weekend boys are back, Jim, and we're back for 2023. Take a bow, buddy.
Good morning!
Good morning, Australia! Hey, crowd going wild.
Yeah.
So, hey, you guys calm down.
I forgot when we come in, Nate. Yeah, there's just no one in the office.
No,
which makes
isn't.
Sense. I mean, it's a Saturday. But I just forgot that. Because this week, we'd be back on late nights. We'd be doing 9 to 11. And there'd be people in the office. They'd be like, Jimmy and Nate, there are you.
Because,
people finish their day quite late. We get in quite early. You hear nobody. Nothing.
I just thought,
zero.
I don't know if you thought this too, but I just thought people might have pulled their finger out on weekends, and at least for the first one. can we get a few
in?
Just a few bodies in here. You know what I mean? Can we get a few bodies in here just to say good day?
Thanks to producer Grace for getting the coffees.
God, she's good.
Gee,
she
has a fun summer outfit today.
Yeah, you do. You want to come in and discuss your summer outfit this morning?
Little jorts.
Yes, I'm wearing some jorts. Yeah. And I said to Nate, I was like, casual weekends. You can get your legs out on a weekend.
Grace, obviously,
you get your legs out during the week.
You get your legs out whenever you want.
I don't feel like I can work effectively with my legs out in the office.
So today's show is
today, I'm just
lucky. So Grace prefers when there's no one else in the office because she can just wear whatever she wants, mate.
Yeah.
It doesn't. You wear whatever you want during the week, mate. It's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can I say you look comfortable?
I feel very comfortable. Maybe I work more effectively with my legs out.
Like when I walked in this morning, you just had this relaxed look about you. Yeah. Just then you're moseying around the studio. You very usually, especially gracious when got coffees for the team, usually on edge when you're delivering any hot type of beverage.
Oh, I nearly spilled them outside, so I figured I've got that out of my system already.
Okay, you didn't have to tell us that bit.
Yeah. No, that's right. I'm open and honest. Legs out.
See? Legs out, open and honest.
You had a great Uber ride in this morning because your Uber driver had a personal mixtape made for you.
Yeah, you know when you can see on the screen it just says like track 16 and you're like, you've compiled this, which I love. And then every now and then he just put his arm up and click along.
Click his fingers.
Probably not something you want as your driver. I'd like hands. I'm a more hands on the wheel type of guy.
Look, yes, but he seemed to have it in control. So
yeah,
it was fine.
Yeah, my Uber driver was doing the robot, and I was like, two hands on the wheel, buddy. Two hands on the wheel.
It was a bike, and I just jumped on the back on the pegs.
Good on you, mate.
Held him tight around his waist. We shared an airport each.
He wasn't a delivery guy, was he? He didn't get to brekkie too.
No. Just a morning cyclist out in his jaunt. I went, can I join you, mate? I didn't get the shoe.
All right, guys, big stuff on the way. We are stoked to be back for 2023. If you don't know us, we probably should have started with that. How are you going? Where's Jimmy Nath? The girls producing us.
We're not taking any more new listeners, unfortunately.
We're booked
Books
out.
Books are closed.
Should have joined last year.
Get out if you knew. We don't have time for you.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nath, great news for someone in Victoria because they have won $40 million.
Oh, congratulations, someone.
Yes, so that was Thursday's Powerball draw, but they don't know about it.
Oh, not another one of these.
Yeah, so the reason they don't know about it is they won't answer their phone.
It's a shocker, isn't it? Answer your phone, mate. It's a $40 million call.
So the lot had their details. This isn't an unknown ticket. They're aware of the person. They just can't get it.
See, that's the thing. All you've got, you've already won the money. You don't even need to answer with like, I wake up with today or anything like that. You just got to answer.
Oh, you didn't say I wake up with a lot.
Yeah. A lot of money. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
You're on.
That's where I should be.
Saturday morning, we're back.
Sorry, Grace just gave me a subtle nod of approval. Thank you, Grace. I appreciate that this early in the morning.
No, I was multitasking, but I heard it. I went, yeah, that's good.
Nice. Well done.
Good work from the team.
Spokesperson from the lot, Anna Hodbell, said, myself and the team at the lot were ready to speak with Powerball's newest Division 1 winner straight after the result of tonight's draw. But sadly, when we called their winner's number, it went to voicemail. If you see a flurry of missed calls on your phone, you could be the winner. We're trying to contact you about some life-changing news.
Actually, to be fair,
still haven't gotten contact 2 days later.
Do you think the lot get more promo when they get onto the winner straight away or when the winner doesn't answer? Because I feel like I see more promo. Because obviously the lot, they want promo for their stuff, so more people do it. I feel like they get more promo when the winner doesn't collect straight away.
I think they get the most promo when it's straight away and the person wants to chat.
Yeah, right.
Because remember as well, you don't have to chat or do anything because you can remain
anon. Yeah.
So sometimes they do get in contact, whether it's straight away or later, and people go, not for me.
Yeah.
And they don't really get any.
If you're ranking promo, that's probably the worst.
That's probably the worst. Yeah. I love when they get on contact with someone, whether it's straight away or later, and they just want to buy something outlandish.
Yeah.
You know, they're really over
that's
the top.
That's good.
Nothing's worse than like, remember we had that huge one last year?
Oh, like, yeah, the massive one.
Yeah. And it was like the group of blokes, I think, in Perth.
Whether they were miners.
Miners. They came out and went, yeah.
FIFO workers, yeah.
Two of them went, oh, we don't want to say anything.
Yeah, and Promo's like, come on, give us something. Just tell us you're going to buy a Ferrari.
No.
Come on. Get something.
Are you going to share it with your family? Oh, I don't want to.
Start a business? Nothing?
No, I don't want to.
No, I don't want to talk about. Might pay off my mortgage. Boring.
I don't want to.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
And, Jim, this is interesting. I don't know if I believe it. A new study has come out about mask wearing, and the study has said that apparently unattractive people are more likely to still be wearing masks.
Well, that's just
rubbish.
Rubbish, because I have not worn a mask in a
God, I wish you would.
I got rated a 5 out of 10 during the week.
By your own doing. You brought that to the show.
If you want to head to our Instagram, at Jimmy Nath, we're back doing late nights as well, 9 to 11, and I asked people to rate us. Someone rated me a 5 out of 10. Rated Nath a 10 out of 10,
you
by the way.
Self-sabotaged.
I didn't self-sabotage.
Or were you really hoping?
I was hoping.
You want to go up against a big guy, did you?
Well, I'm ugly and I don't wear masks. So
they already point proven. Great, let's go to some music.
All right, let's get on some Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
Researchers conducted 3 questionnaires asking people about self-perceived attractiveness and mask-wearing intentions, right? So this is what they did. Why they did this study, I don't know. The study concluded that young and middle-aged Aussies who view themselves as attractive, so people who know that they're pretty good-looking, believe wearing a mask hinders the opportunities to deliver a favourable impression to others. In other words, they want people to see that how good-looking they are, so they don't wear masks. I guess that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You don't see good-looking people in hats.
That's so true, because they got beautiful hair.
No, I got a hat on.
Take the hat off.
No, I meant like... not just the hair, but you know, you don't see a beautiful person with like a baseball cap down there covering their face.
That's true. I've been trying to do a bit of research since I found this story. I've been trying to do a little bit of research myself, just walking around and seeing people with masks and trying to look if they are attractive, and you can't tell. You can't tell because they're covered up.
Wasn't that the whole thing that like we also found like during the pandemic that you're more likely to be attracted to someone because
you can't.
It's a bit of mystery.
Yeah, you want to know.
It's like what's behind door number one.
It's like. It's not the Masked Singer. Take it off. Take it off. I'm yelling at somebody in Woolies. Yeah. So what I wanted to do, Jim, I wanted to do my own little test here. I wanted to put this to the test for the good people of Australia. 131060, are you still wearing a mask? Now, not all the time. Like, do you still wear it in certain situations? I want to talk to these people because then the first question is, are you good looking? Because I believe there are still good looking people out there who are wearing masks as well.
You think so?
I don't agree with this study.
Okay.
I think it's a shallow study.
But it's hard though, isn't it? Because I was on a plane the other day and I saw plenty of people with masks and you can't really tell, can you?
No, you can't.
You've got nice eyes, but what's going on under there? Show me your nose.
131060, people of Australia, jump on the phones right now. If you're someone who still wears a mask, right? Yeah. For whatever reason. Yeah.
Maybe even it's at work. You got to wear, you know, one of those masks.
I'm trying to think.
What, like a dress-up party?
No, so you got doctors. They have to wear in the operating theatre.
Yep.
Scuba divers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to classify that as a mask.
That still counts.
If you're on the building site and you're doing some sanding or something or some welding.
If you're a superhero and you just, I mean, you want to call up.
Spider-Man. I think mine are more realistic. But yeah, no, thanks for getting involved, Nath. Really appreciate it. There's some options.
Okay, and I'm happy with that.
Any type of mask wearer.
Okay, I'm happy to accept that. Any type of mask wearer, jump on the phone, not mask wearer
there.
Good.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Jim found a study that I don't believe. The study has said that apparently if you're still wearing a mask, you're probably unattractive. With a new study going out with all these people saying that the unattractive people are the ones still wearing masks because the attractive people want everyone to see that they're good looking. I don't believe it.
I understand it. Good looking people do love to show off. Just head to @NathanRoy. any chance the big fella gets.
At the beach yesterday, mate, going for a surf.
3 photos, really? We need 3 of the
surf. Did we need a carousel?
I think it's just the same photo 3 times.
No, zoom in, mate. There's a slot difference. Spot the difference. It's a fun game.
So Nath went for a surf, and he's walking into the water. We're holding a surfboard with a friend.
Yeah.
I think it's just the same photo as you walking in.
Nah, mate, I've taken a few extra steps. And
you
should
have just uploaded a video. You should just upload a video of you walking in the surf.
I've got time for video.
Okay.
No, just zoom in on the photos, guys. Check it out. So we're asking the question, 131060, are you still wearing a mask? For whatever reason, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it could be your work, professional, whatever you do.
And we want to decipher whether or not you're attractive or not, therefore debunking this study, which I don't believe is true. Crystal from Melbourne. Hello, Crystal.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Crystal. Are you still wearing a mask?
Yes, it's a requirement for my work.
Right. Okay. Can you tell us what you do for work, Crystal?
I work in film and TV.
Film and TV?
Film and TV. Wow. Superhero. Like a fake one, like filming.
Okay, Crystal. So, yeah, you wear a mask. I guess a big question is, do you consider yourself attractive?
I think I'm attractive. I've been told that I've been attractive before, but I've had a...
You've had a what?
You've had a what? You've had a what, Crystal?
No, I've had some doubts.
Oh, you've had some doubts. Can I say, Crystal, I mean, we can't see you. We can only hear your voice, but you sound beautiful.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.
What's a regular compliment that you get about your appearance?
I have really good eyes and a really good smile.
Oh, nice.
So your smile, you can see the eyes with the mask, but your smile, are you upset that you have to wear a mask? Like people aren't seeing this beautiful smile?
Not not really. I think I do smile a lot with my eyes as well, so I can be expressive in that sense.
Does sometimes, Crystal, you do like a sneaky pull it down just so people can see it and push it back up again?
Yes.
Yeah. She's definitely attractive. Yeah, okay, yeah, well done, Crystal. Big Lindsay from Coffs. Hello, Linz.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, brother. You still wearing a mask?
Yeah, I do. I use it for my job.
Oh. Your job. What do you do for work, Linz? Can you tell us?
I'm a scuba diving instructor.
Fair enough.
I honestly said scuba diver before.
You did.
I didn't think we were going to get any scuba diver instructors.
Because not
also, side note, I've never met an unattractive scuba diver instructor.
No. Lindsay, can you
just like, yeah.
Can you say, just in this accent, can you say, would you like to go scuba?
Would you like to go scuba?
Oh, he's good looking.
That's good, yeah.
Yes, Linz, I would, Linz.
Linz, do you consider yourself attractive?
Oh, reasonably. I've got no hair and I've got a beard and covered in tattoos. So,
oh, jeez. Yeah,
I'm that typical bearded no hair guy.
Yeah, like, and you know, a bit dangerous. You know what I mean? A bit fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Careful, Linz.
And I also probably need the mask to survive anyway.
No, it's true.
No, I mean, that's an important feature.
It is.
Who are you trying to impress? The flounder? Like,
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Please welcome executive producer Grace for a bit of goss.
G-R-S-S-I-P, G-R-A-C-E, let's get some gossip.
Producer Grace?
I will Google.
With Gossip Grace.
Twilight star Taylor Lautner has revealed he wishes he could go back in time and stop Kanye West from interrupting Taylor Swift's win at the 2009 VMAs.
Right, okay.
A bit in this. So he revealed this on his new podcast, The Squeeze, with wife, also Taylor Lautner.
What moment would that be, and what would you say to yourself?
Probably the 2009 VMAs when I presented the award to Taylor and was unaware that the Kanye thing was not a skit.
I'm deceased.
Jeez, they need a coffee, don't they?
So what's with... I mean, if you didn't know, Australia, we're also back doing late nights. We've played a lot of grabs from other podcasts, the little snippet things. Music underneath?
I don't like it.
And they sound so dead. You're right.
Sorry,
they need a coffee.
Sorry, what are you saying? Sorry, I can't hear.
I can't hear.
What are you guys saying?
Yeah, I'm like,
I just think Gossip Grace music's too loud. But it sounds like you're making a good point.
Wait, what, I'll do it. I'll do it like that. Edit. Put the music up. Yeah, so I think
that's what it sounds like.
I changed this.
You don't need music.
And then
guys.
His wife just goes, deceased.
I'm deceased.
What? Oh, was there a little laugh at
yeah,
the end, was
it? Yeah, she did a little snort.
So why
don't play it again.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And Jim, at the end of 2022, when we were lucky enough to do drive radio around the country, we made it our mission, we made it our duty to do this.
What, you want to get in, do you? All right, go ahead. Not even a wave. Someone ought to do something about that.
Somebody is.
What? Who said that?
Jimmy and Nate are here to save the way.
Yeah, that's right, Trey. If you missed this, the mission was to save the courtesy wave on our roads, which we did. We saved it. Well done to you, Australia. You helped us save the wave.
We did it, guys.
Yeah.
It was a team effort. And we couldn't have done it without
you. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, this was the concern that the Jimmy and Nath show had for a very long time, that the courtesy wave, the thank you wave, you either give or get from someone whilst driving, was slowly dying. We wanted to reinvigorate it. We drove halfway across the country waving, Jim. The plan was to get more waves and non-waves. We did so, but here's the thing. We can't get complacent.
No, look, I don't...
What's wrong? You feel like we're complacent?
No, I don't feel like we saved it.
You can't say that. You've just undone our whole thing.
Yeah, so we drove from, if you missed it, we were filling in for Carrie and Tommy in December. We drove from Melbourne to Townsville in a week. We had 322 waves.
Yes.
So we got them back. That was when we were letting people in, driving by them, that sort of stuff. And we had 280 no waves.
Yep.
But again, you can, those numbers, 322, bigger than 280.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had a month off and we haven't spoken about it yet. We are back this year doing late nights and weekend breakfast Australia and, I just don't know if we saved it because, Nath, I'll be honest, I did a lot of waving, continue, and we always have, over my holiday period, and I was lucky enough. I travelled a lot. I was in Tassie. Mm. I was in Sydney. I was in Gundawindi, border Queensland, New South Wales. Lucky enough to go up to Queensland. Was in Noosa for a bit.
Mm.
Did not get waves anywhere.
which is not good. It's almost like people have just forgotten. They're like, okay, well done, Jimmy Matthew. 3 weeks. Now we'll just go back to non-waving.
Well, you saved the wave for 2022, but we're in 2023 now. It's a new year, new wave.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Jim, because I feel like the duty is back. We know the mission still exists. It is not the, excuse the pun, end of the road. We need to keep going.
The road never ends, mate.
It doesn't end, mate. It doesn't, which means we need to enlist more what we're calling wave warriors. These are people who literally put their hand up to put their hand up and wave for us. Now, if you want to become a wave warrior, 13, 10, 60, we know there is a lot of passion out there. You will score yourself an exclusive, limited edition wave warrior bumper sticker. Only official Jimmy Nath wave warriors get these. Jim.
Yeah, and we gave some out last year. We've got a lot more. We're going to get more made, Australia. Apologies if you did listen to Australian Drive and you messaged us or call and we hadn't sent you one yet.
Oh, we were getting thousands.
Yeah, we were getting so many messages about this.
The passion was huge.
So we thought we'd keep doing it. And as I said, Nath, I don't think that it's fully saved this year.
Sure.
You know, new year, new me, new wave. And I think this is the best way to go about it. It's not just chatting about it on the radio and getting people to wave. It's having these stickers which say, Jimmy Nath Wave Warriors is a picture of a hand. It goes on the back of your car. And I think, well, I hope that this will encourage more people to wave.
Absolutely.
Because they'll see the sticker. You know what I mean?
I hope so, because we spent a fortune on those bloody stickers, so they better work. All right, 13 10 60. Wave Warriors Unite. If you would like to be an official Jimmy and Nath Wave Warrior, you're putting your hand up to put your hand up and wave to ensure that we save the wave for 2023. You got a call right now, 13 10 60.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Yeah, if you missed it when we did it last year, it was a big concern in the Jimmy and A show that the courtesy wave, the thank you wave on our roads was dying, Jim. We vowed to bring it back for 2022. We drove all the way from Melbourne to beautiful Townsville, and we did. We saved it for 2022.
Yeah.
But you did a lot of driving over the holidays, and you feel like we got some work to do again.
Yeah, I travelled a fair bit. Country, regionally, cities, beaches, and just no waves. So yep. No bueno.
No waves at the beach. Jeez, yeah. That hurts.
No waves at Noosa, and I thought everyone was just having a great time. Noosa's a great place, good holiday destination. My the worst part was, no, I travelled with my girlfriend Ash, and we're driving. And I'm waving, nothing. And there's just a bit of a lull, and she looks at me, she goes, "Doesn't look like you saved the wave."
Nothing like a bit of honesty from your partner. Hey?
Yeah. So I think we need to save it. I think there's more work that needs to go into it. We've got more stickers, and I think you know, advertising works. We love ads, and these are the best type of ads. Little stickers, back of your car, say Jimmy Nath Wave Warriors is a picture of the hand. I think this will help encourage more people to wave back.
Now, this is the thing. It is a real duty to become a wave warrior. You can't just go to anybody. You've got to have the passion that you and I have to become a wave warrior. Ben from Singleton, do you have that passion to save the wave?
Oh, definitely do, mate. Definitely do.
My man. Okay, Benny, do you do a lot of driving?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, in the truck 6 days a week. So, yeah, pretty well always on the road.
Okay. Yeah, so you'd be waving a fair bit then, Ben?
Oh, definitely, mate. Yeah, if someone looks after me, I'll definitely give them a wave or a nod or something like that.
I'll be honest with you, Ben. When we drove from Melbourne to Townsville, truck drivers are pretty good. The truck drivers, they give you a wave, might even give you, you know, honk, honk. What do you feel like? You feel like the cars aren't good, but the trucks are?
See, some cars are, mate. Some are dickheads, but, you know, you get that across the board. You can't do much about that, can you?
No, mate, you're so right.
They exist everywhere, mate.
Well, Benny, I can hear the passion for this. Would you like to become an official Jimmy Nath Wave Warrior?
Oh, definitely, mate, definitely.
You're in, Benny. We'll send you out maybe a couple of stickers for Ben for that. You got a big truck.
We're not flush of stickers.
Yeah. It's got a big truck. You won't see it.
One, the first caller for the year, and you're like, Grace, give him a whole bunch of stickers.
Give him a wad.
We're
you?
Not the Oprah of stickers.
Oprah. Lisa from the Sunny Coast. Lisa, would you like to be an official wave warrior?
Absolutely, guys. I am in the whole way.
Okay, Lisa, do you do a bit of driving around the Sunny Coast?
I do. It's not so much. Sunny Coast is actually not too bad. We're pretty good up here, but I do drive all over New South Wales with work, so I get to see the worst and the best.
Do you want to name and shame, Lisa, New South Wales? Where's the worst place to not get a wave?
Sydney.
Yeah, it is.
We need to enlist some wave warriors.
I don't want to say it's pretty bad.
They're in their own world. They don't give a crap.
Well, Lise just calls it how she sees it.
Absolutely. Well, Lise, welcome to the wave warriors. You're in, okay?
Thank you.
Good on you, Lise. We'll be waving to you on the roads. Brenton from Colac. Hi, Brenton.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
We're good, brother. Do you do much driving?
Yeah, I take my boys all over Victoria for baseball. We're just on our way now to Melbourne for baseball. So I'm always getting the waves and, or trying to get the waves. I always throw a wave out and click the indicators to say thank you, but half the time people don't do anything back.
I feel like, Brenton, it's getting worse and worse, isn't it?
It is, it is. When I was driving trucks, you used to always get the waves from everyone, but for some reason now people have just decided they don't want to do it.
So Brenton, all about this course. You reckon we've still got a lot of work to do. We thought we saved it last year, but we still got a lot of work to do for 2023.
2023 is our big year, guys. We've got to band together. We've got to do this.
We absolutely do. And Brenton, with you as a wave warrior, I think we will. Good on you, mate. Welcome to the cause, okay?
Thank you very much, guys. Look forward to it.
Good on you, Brenton. All right, one more. Maddie from beautiful Penrith. Hi, Mads. We got you there?
Morning. Yep, mate.
Now, Mads, you do a bit of driving.
Yeah, a fair bit. Always heading into the city. Okay. Nothing good in Penrith.
Okay, from Penrith to the city. Now, I don't know if you heard earlier, someone accused, you know, the Sydney city drivers being the worst for not getting waves. Do you agree with that, Maddie?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. You know, one of the worst spots for it is Macca's drive-thru. You know how it merges two into one lane now? Yep. Where's the wave for saying, yeah, all right, mate, you ordered in front of me, you go first?
Oh, that's no way. It's a good point, and Maddie, it pisses me
off. It pisses me off. You get in there and then sometimes, like, I'll have ordered first, but the other car wants to go. Obviously, they're in a rush. So I give them the wave and I say, all right, you're in a wave. You know, you go in front of me. Mm. And Mads, I get nothing back.
Yeah. It's a real issue that we've got no waves in Macca's at the moment.
Oh, Maddie, do you think we need to get Macca's on board to help us save the wave?
Oh, they could sponsor the sticker. Then there'd be enough for everybody.
Oh, Maddie, you're a bloody genius.
And Macca's, Maddie, it's one of the happiest places on earth, isn't it?
Sure is.
They invented the Happy Meal. Blaming. Yeah, well, I reckon Max will be on board.
Happy Meals.
If they learn about this, they're going to be like, no, Jimmy and Nath, we want people waving in our drive-thru.
Absolutely. Happy Meals, Happy Wheels. That's what it should be. Well, Mads, you know what? You are an official wave warrior, and you've given us an awesome idea, so I'm going to make you head of marketing of the wave warriors as well. Good on you, Maddie.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Oh, Australia, good thing. Welcome to Saturday. Welcome to the Jimmy and A family back for 2023. Hey,
how you going, guys? Good to be here. Good to be back, Australia. We've missed you. It was a lovely, we had a month off. We needed it, all three of us, myself, producer Grace and Nath. But we missed it, didn't we, Grace?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't miss getting up real early, but I missed
regret
being
thrown to you. Didn't we, Grace?
Oh, well,
first Saturday shift. You can't even lie. You can't even go, oh.
I'm an honest person. Yeah, no. Sometimes to my detriment.
She's never been a good liar.
No.
She can't lie.
Remember that time you stole that donut and it was like $4 and then you walked 2Ks to go back and pay the $4?
Yeah, well, I felt guilty and I would have lost sleep and then I would have never been able to go back to that donut place.
No, remember they just didn't care though and they didn't know.
Yeah, they were like, oh,
no,
all right.
I remember they were so busy and you waited in line and you're like, is that why you're in line? Because we've got like 50 customers.
Yeah, and then they're like, it's actually an inconvenience now because we don't have the donut to give you and pay. So it's like, just have it. And Grace was like, no, you'll take
three. Money. Three customers walked away because you were in the line. So
but at least they got that $4 back. They might have lost 12 in the process, but
Oh gosh, how good's 2023? How good's being back on the airways with your friends? And Australia, you're our friends. We love all of you.
Everyone who's on the show is our friend. If you don't get in the show,
you're not our friend, mate.
I didn't say it. I'm just saying you got to call through 131060.
Call any time as well, 131060, just with your thoughts, you know what I mean? If you've ever seen producer Grace steal something, you know?
I've not ever stolen something.
Oh, gee whiz. She's not a morning person.
No. And speaking of your thoughts, our show rating, which we usually finish the show with each and every show, this year we're going to let you rate the show, Australia. So 131060, as Nate said, call any time and we'll get you on for the show rating, or someone will.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath, producer Grace, the news everyone's talking about, the days of password sharing for Netflix is over, looks like. So if you use your friends, or in producer Grace's case, you use your dad's.
But he's hacked into Netflix though, hasn't he?
He hasn't hacked in. He pays the stupid premium price.
He pays the Netflix man. He comes to our door and he goes, Netflix! He goes, here's your money.
Netflix here.
The milkman and the Netflix man. Here's your DVD. Netflix has said more than 100 million households password share.
Well, I mean, so give us the ability to. Of course we are.
Yeah, see, as a business model, it's probably not great. They're probably looking at that number and going, we could try and get some money out of that. So now Netflix will require subscribers to verify their home devices every month by connecting to the Wi-Fi at a primary location.
Right.
So if you imagine you got your Wi-Fi at home, you've got your TV on it, your phone, your iPad or whatever, you just have to have those devices on your Wi-Fi once a month.
Yep.
To continue using them. Netflix also said that devices outside the home will be blocked and then they'll be encouraged to create their own accounts. If you are traveling for an extended period, so imagine you're traveling for more than 31 days.
Yeah.
The platform will come up and say, hey, you're outside the thing. I don't know how this works here, but Netflix have said you will punch in something saying, like, I'm on holidays, I can't go home. And you'll be allowed you get a temporary access code to continue watching.
Sounds like there's still plenty of loopholes.
I saw a tweet about this yesterday and someone said the only other app that requires you to verify your location is your bank app.
Bank and Netflix, mate. You know what people starting shows that you're trying to watch.
So if you do use someone else's Netflix account, you just have to go to their house once a month.
Or say you're on holidays.
Well, you've just been on holidays for 12 months.
Traveller.
Must be nice. Now, this isn't confirmed, but it looks like if you do want to share an account, it could be an extra $4 a month to add accounts underneath your own.
Yeah. Was it password sharing? It's like paid password sharing.
Correct. Yeah. So you wouldn't pay for your own account. So in Grace's case, you would have to pay, or her dad would have to pay.
Dad would have to pay $4.
An extra $4, yeah. $4 a month. Which is not that.
He's doing it right.
Which is not a full account, too, by the way. Like, that is cheaper.
$4 is okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It adds up, though. That's a coffee.
Sorry. It's still not like $29 or $21.99, whatever it is.
Yeah. And also, you're not paying. It adds up, though. Spoken like someone who doesn't pay for it.
It adds up for my dad, though, and I worry about my inheritance, said producer Grace. So what I thought we could do, 131060 Australia, whose account are you using? Mm. Now, maybe it's not Netflix. Maybe it's Disney Plus, Stan, Binge, KO, Amazon.
Hey, you.
Paramount.
Paramount. There are too many.
Yeah. It's.
But whose is it? Maybe you're still maybe you're like Grace and you're using your parents' account. I'd love to chat to some people who are using their exes.
Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah.
And if maybe your ex still doesn't even know.
Or like, is there a business one that you're using or something
like
that?
Who has a business Netflix?
People. okay. Movie critics.
Huh? Yeah, I'll give you that.
The movie critic company. I'm supposed to do this at work, but I'm going to do it at home.
So 131060, if you're a movie critic.
I hope they're all business guys.
All business accounts.
You watch this. They're all going to be business. Netflix people. All right.
I'll be honest. I know they had business accounts. In my head, I went, are they a thing? Don't say anything. Grace is like, are they a thing?
131060, whose Netflix account or whose account for any of the streaming services are you using?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nath, we just asked 131060, whose Netflix or any streaming account are you using? This is after we got the news this week. It looks like Netflix is finally doing it. Finally doing it. They are cracking down on it. They are kicking you out. If you're sharing someone's account, they will get rid of you.
Yeah. Come to your house and go, oi.
Yeah, the Netflix man will knock on the door and go, Netflix man. Oh, crap, he knows I'm
you're
using
on someone's dad. Account. Get out. Kirsty from the Hunter Valley. Hi, Kirsty.
How are you going?
We're good. Whose account are you using?
Everyone's. I've got my ex-husband for Foxtel. I've got my daughter's Netflix. I've got my neighbour's Disney Plus and my friend's Paramount.
I love that. Professional freeloader. Round of applause, Kirsty.
That is, Kirsty, you're a smart lady. That is.
That's not okay for anything.
No, I mean, that's the dream. Do any of these people know you're using their accounts?
Yeah, everyone bar the ex-husband.
How long have you been using his account?
About 10 months now.
Oh, good on you, Kirsty. Yes.
Anyway, he won't change the password, will he?
Oh, I know what he'll change it to anyway.
So I miss Kirsty.
Oh, can we get back together? Yeah. Imagine. Ashley from the Goulburn Valley. Hi, Ash.
Hey, guys.
Ash, are you on air in the Goulburn Valley? You on our network?
I am.
Oh, there we go.
I'm driving to Melbourne at the moment listening to you guys, and I was like, oh, let's call in.
We love that. Part of the family.
Part of the family.
We love it when part of the team. We love it when part. Hughie's on the line too, but he didn't have a good enough story. Ashley, whose account are you using?
My boyfriend's ex-roommate, but he actually never lived with the roommate. We just have all his accounts logged in on the TV.
So how many accounts you got, Ash?
We've got Prime, Disney, and Netflix, and Stan. So there's like five different ones I think we've got. And Foxtel Go.
Oh my
so
God.
All of them are just logged in and we just haven't logged out of anything. I haven't touched it. It's amazing.
That's so good.
And your boyfriend's ex-roommate has no idea that you've got these.
I don't think so. He just pops up sometimes and we like try not to watch what he watches. But it's worked so far for like a year now.
Is he at home going, I swear I haven't seen this episode.
He's watching Yellowstone. I really wanted to get into that.
But. Thank you, Ash. Emma from Hobart. Hi, Em.
Hey, how you going, Blake?
We're good. Whose account are you using?
We're using multiple accounts. We just sat down the other day to do a bit of a budget, as most people.
Sure.
And that was the moment we realised that we don't actually pay for any of our streaming accounts.
Oh, how good's that? How many accounts?
That really helps the budget.
Yeah, how many accounts are we talking?
All of them, Netflix, Stan, Paramount, Binge, Spotify, like all of them.
Everything. Amazing.
But also the next best bit is that a close friend of mine recently wanted to watch something on Prime, and it's obviously not our Prime account, so shared it out to her. Didn't know the password anymore, but it was logged in. So he contacted my brother and said, hey, can I watch something? What's your password? And he gave it to me and I gave it to her. So she's also using his Prime account.
So you're subletting accounts.
Yeah.
That's so good. Good on you, Em. Very good for the budget. Okay, Reid from Sydney. Wrap things up, Reid. Whose account are you using?
So I use my own account, but one of my friends was obviously in a relationship and his girlfriend was using the account as well. Okay. They split up and he watched what she was watching, waited until she came to the climax of that series and then changed the password so she couldn't continue watching it.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And Jim, this is interesting. Keen-eyed Aussies have revealed the secret meaning to the logo of Commonwealth Bank, of CommBank. I didn't even know there was a secret meeting, secret meeting, maybe. They're running the world.
They keep raising the interest rates. I think another one's coming.
Yeah, there is, guys. Not the best time to buy. Anyway, that's a different issue.
Not the best time to have a loan, anything.
So apparently on the CommBank logo, there are five main points on the logo which represent the Southern Cross.
Mm.
Did you know this?
I was aware of this.
Were you in the secret meeting?
I was there.
When they do this.
Jimmy, can you come to the CommBank secret meeting?
No, wasn't there an old version of this that had the stars on it? No, there wasn't. So, I mean, you can see here. So what they did was, so back in 1991, let's take a walk down.
You weren't alive, mate.
I wasn't alive.
I was.
I've done some research.
In the secret meeting.
We need this baby. So back in 1991, CommBank decided that their logo needed to be more cool. Yeah. So what they wanted to do is put this little secret meeting in there, and then they turned it into the diamond shape that we see now. And apparently the five main points, excluding the one on the far right, so there's a little black bit that goes across it, they represent the Southern Cross. And they did that because they wanted the bank to seem cool. Because the old logo kind of just looked like a coat of arms. And the one before that was just kind of like a circle with Australia on it.
I like the coat of arms. Wasn't that the coat of arms the oldest one?
That was the oldest one, yes.
Yeah, and then they went to the Commonwealth Banking Corporation. It's like, if we can explain it to you, Australia, it's like round circle with a lot of circles and then there's just a map of Australia in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not a great one, that one.
So the marketing people in charge of CommBank in 1991, taking you back, well, you were there, they said by changing the logo, it made the bank cool and described it as bold, strong, modern and progressive. So that's why they wanted to do it.
CommBank, it's got one of the great logos. Everyone knows it.
Everyone
the yellow
knows.
Diamond with a little bit of black.
And now you know that those little points on it stand for the Southern Cross.
I think someone told me once, I told you about it.
Well, you were in the meeting.
Look, it's a great logo.
Yeah, good on them. And that they did it to try and be cool. So what I want to ask now, 131060 Australia, jump on the phones. What did you do to try and be cool? You know, maybe it was when you were a kid. Maybe you're still doing it. Maybe it's something in the workplace. You know what I mean? Maybe you're two-strapping in the workplace for your backpack and it's just trying to be cool. Because I know for me, the big one for me, I don't know if I've told this to you. I bought a skateboard when I was like in year 10, 11. Never rode it. I did it to walk around with.
And be cool, yeah.
To try and be cool because all the cool kids were skating and I couldn't skate.
The worst one I ever did was I was traveling to play cricket or something and on the bus, Sonny Bill Williams was really big.
Yeah.
And he had that sleeve tattoo.
Yeah.
So I drew it with a marker.
Oh, no.
But obviously very dodgy. I'm drawing it with myself with a marker.
Yeah.
So I drew like a full sleeve.
How long was the bus trip?
I think it was like 7 hours to Kingaroy.
So can I ask, at the start of the bus trip, you didn't have it, and by the end you did?
Yeah, well, I think, I don't know, I got bored. I think my Game Boy died.
Okay.
And then I think I had a pen or something, so I just started drawing on my arm as a, I don't know, I was just bored, and then I just kept going, and 7 hours, mate, you got a bit of time. And yeah, by the end of it, I had this sleeve pen tattoo. But then even worse, like you're playing cricket, summer, so it's sweating. So
oh,
it just
God.
Looks like my arm's bleeding blue. Like someone shot an avatar. But I was like, as I was halfway through, I went, this looks pretty cool.
Did it, well, I mean, you thought it was cool, much like I thought I was cool with the skateboard. Yeah. Did people say, oh, it's pretty cool, man?
No, they thought something was wrong with me.
Yeah.
It did scare the other team. It's got this like bleeding blue arm.
Yeah, I mean, look, the skateboard thing didn't work for me either.
No.
People just
skateboard's
like...
easy, though. You buy that, you get rid of it. I had this weird pen, and it doesn't wash off straight away. I had it for like a week. It was like fading.
All right, 131060, perfect examples. Jump on the phones right now. What did you do, or what do you still do to try and be cool?
And every week, I still draw that.
You do, yeah, it looks great now. Yeah, really good.
13, I've got better at it, mate. I've been doing it for 30 years.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
CommBank changed their logo in 1991. If you haven't already seen it, wake up, because CommBank's everywhere, guys. And the logo, the 5 points on the logo stand for the Southern Cross, and they did that to try and make the logo cool.
There's some fun conversation starter for your weekend.
Especially if you're a teller.
If you go, no, I mean, just out tonight, Saturday night on the town. Hey, excuse me, you know the CommBank logo? Do you know that is based off the Southern Cross stars in the sky?
See somebody paying for something, you know, with the CommBank card. Like, let me tell you about this. You might even get a free drink out of it. Victoria from Brisbane. That's confusing. Victoria from Brizzy. What did you do to try and be cool, Vic?
And I was born in Victoria, so there you go.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You win.
So wait, you were born in Victoria, so does that your drive? Well, your date of, or your birth certificate would say Victoria, Victoria.
It's something like that. Yeah, yeah. It does.
Wow. This is more interesting, whatever the hell I ask.
Is your name match your place of birth?
Why did we do that? Does your name match your place of birth?
Sunday. We'll do
anyway, we'll do that tomorrow. Grace, write that down. Anyway, what are we asking? Oh, yeah, what did you do to try and be cool, Victoria?
Well, back in the day, I used to think I was really cool wearing my army battle jacket.
Yeah, cool.
I can see that.
Nice.
You know, the waist, and you party them up with a pair of bubblegum jeans or a frill neck skirt, you know. And I thought I was really, really cool.
Did you get any feedback from people going, geez, that Victoria from Victoria, she's pretty cool?
Oh, yeah, well, I was living out in near Ferntree Gully, so it was a little bit of a bogan place, so it was quite admired.
Did you get a lot of photos back then, Victoria, and you look back at it now and you go, what was I thinking?
Yeah, a little bit, but what the tragedy is, I reckon they're making a comeback.
I was about to say, I reckon they're a bit cooler these days. That's the thing about anything, though. Everything comes back.
Yeah, Victoria's like, why wasn't it cool when she was wet? No, you trendsetter. Just took a while to catch on. Artie from Hobart. Hi, Artie.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. What did you do to try and be cool, Artie?
Oh, wait, this is going back like, I think probably 30 years. And those are days when I was, you know, following the Chicago Bulls and Jordan and all of that. And thought I was Jordan myself, I guess, and decided to wear a pair of thongs. My friend and I were like, okay, what can we do to fly? And we found like old bed springs and decided to strap them up to the flip-flops, one at the end.
What? So you put springs on your shoes, on your thongs?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Adi, why didn't you put the springs on like some basketball shoes or something? Why'd you put them on thongs?
That's all we had at the time, mate. The basketball shoes were back at home. We were at my friend's holiday house.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what we decided to try.
How did it go, Adi?
As you can imagine, it was a colossal failure. So the front spring went out in the front of the thong and the back one went to the back. So it was a complete split.
Artie, you had some good height.
Did you dunk the ball?
Yeah.
Dunk the ball. Man, it probably been better without the damn springs.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jimmy and Nathan are on in the land down under.
Aussie!
During the show, the boys have thunder.
Yeah.
Can you dial, can you call the number? They wanna know, they wanna know.
So everybody, how are you?
Yes, thank you, Lara. Jim, we're bringing it back once again for 2023 because the bosses never gave us a list of all the beautiful places we're broadcasting to. So we ask a simple question. 131060, where the bloody hell are you? And Amy Jo, where the bloody hell are you, Amy Jo?
I'm in Nangerlock.
Nangerlock. Where the bloody hell is Nangerlock?
It's Nambeldura, Victoria.
Yep.
And it's unique because it's near a town called Collignan, which is Nangerlock spelt backwards.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. So Collignan is next to Nangerlock, and, I mean, they're reverse of each other.
Yeah.
Are you having us on, Amy Jo?
No, I'm not.
Okay. And you're from Nangerlock?
Yeah.
And what's Nangerlock known for, apart from being the backwards of...
Well, it's right on the Murray River.
Yep.
And it's known for the Nangerlock Tavern, which is like an outback little pub.
So, Amy Jo, if you go to Collignan, does that mean your name becomes Jo Amy?
Maybe.
She'd never been there.
No, wouldn't it be Odge Yammer? Oh.
Sorry, my mistake. It'll be Odge Yammer. Thank you, Samantha. Hi, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. Where the bloody hell are you, Samantha?
I'm in Birchip.
Birchip. Please don't tell me next door is Birchip.
It's over near Horsham. We're in the Mallee, the Wimmera Mallee.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, your same words.
And, yeah.
Okay.
What's Birchip known for, Samantha?
Well, it's got Australia's best vanilla slice. That's huge.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
That's a big call. Mm. I've got a fashion store, Sare store.
Nice.
It's on the Silo Art Trail, and there's a massive bull. So, yeah, there's street art in the street, but there is a massive bull that everyone gets photos with that's got massive balls.
Okay. Because we went to Rockhampton last year and they also
have... Beef capital of Australia.
They also have a lot of bulls with a lot of balls. In fact, we climbed up on one in the middle of a highway.
You can climb this one too.
Right.
How big are the balls?
Big.
Like, I mean, size of a human head. Like,
bigger, size of your head, yep.
Couple of watermelons.
Yeah, a couple of watermelons that people like to give an old thumbs up by the balls.
So it's a popular photo opportunity, Samantha.
It is a good photo opportunity, okay. Yeah.
Back to the Australia's best vanilla slice, because Nathan and I do love a vanilla slice.
We do, and balls.
Not at the same time, obviously.
Well, speak yourself.
People travel a long way for the vanilla slice, and the bull's right in the main street of Birchip.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to ask you, have you had the vanilla slice? Have you had other vanilla slices in your opinion?
Yeah, I've had it. Best.
I cannot wait to go to Birchip and just take a photo, vanilla slice in one hand, cradling two balls in the other. That's
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Back again tomorrow, 7 to 9, but until then, Jim, we got to do... Oh, hang on, where's my little thing? We've got to do... Hang on. Until then, we've got to do this.
Seamless, mate.
Seamless. Quinter.
wouldn't know you've had a month off.
Mate, you wouldn't even know, mate. You wouldn't even know.
That was smooth.
Little thing called faders. You got to turn them on, Nath.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I don't know, mate. You do the buttons.
Oh, mate, I don't even know.
So obviously. look, it is time for the show ratings. There we finish each and every show in Australia this year. We're letting you rate the show. You've just got to give us a rating out of 10, but then you also have to give us a reason why. Because we're always looking to know what we did well, but also looking to know maybe what you didn't like and how we can improve the show for the next show.
And I gave everybody a perfect example just then. No, Liam from Fullerton Cove. Hi, Liam. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jason. Jimmy and Nate, how are you?
Oh, we're good, mate. You going all right, Liam?
Going bloody well, awesome. Young Simon.
We love that.
Liam, what are you going to rate the show out of 10?
Out of 10. 10 out of 10, like always.
Oh, and like always. Well, can we just lock Liam in for show rating for the rest
What's
of the year?
Okay, 10 out of 10, Liam. What was your highlight of the show this morning?
Where the bloody hell are you, actually?
Yeah, it's a fan favourite.
It's my mum's favourite thing we do.
Oh. It's like everyone who listened. I don't know if it's just because they're awake for only that.
How much of the show did you get to hear, Liam?
Probably the last 40 minutes of it, actually.
Okay, that's a fair chance.
That's a decent amount.
Good innings.
Okay, Liam, anything? I mean, I know you gave us a 10 out of 10, so that is perfection. But is there anything that we could do to be better, or?
not really, no. He's pretty good every Saturday morning when I listen. I don't get to listen on a Sunday, but normally on a Saturday I'll listen on my way to work. So, yeah.
Don't worry about Sunday, mate. It's rubbish.
It's crap.
That's it. But don't worry. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials. At Jimmy and Nate. And catch the show. Weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network. And on the Listener app. Or, if you see them, just give them a little kiss.